going?
It's good to be back with Jack and the Popstock.
I know. It's good to have you back.
So this week, my personal favorite comic books character of all time, Harley freaking Quinn. She's celebrating her 30th birthday. Now 30 is the new 20, of course. And we're going to be discussing her very first appearance ever, which, if you don't know, was in Batman the Animated Series, which we'll be talking about later in more depth. And she was in an episode called The Joker's Favor. What were your thoughts on it? Have you ever, did you watch it before today?
I did. I watched it actually just before I came here. And
was that your first time?
I'd seen it once years ago, but I didn't actually know the name of the episode. So it was interesting watching it again, knowing now that this was the first time we see the iconic Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if Paul Dini and Bruce Timm actually knew how iconic Harley would be when they first introduced her.
Considering her first lines ends with, "Mr. J, I'm doing a terrible Boston." Was it Boston? I don't know the accent. But anyway, I'm doing a terrible impression. But yes, considering her accent is still there on the very first line, I think they knew. I love her personally, but I love the episode. It was probably one of the most goofiest episodes of Batman the Animated Series.
It's very silly.
You meet a character named Charlie, who is a father, who has road rage at the Joker, and the Joker basically chases after him and goes, "You owe me a favor, buddy." Steals his driver's license so he can keep tabs on him. Sure enough, 2 years later, he calls in that favor, and it's the commissioner's.
A celebration of some kind
for the commissioner, Jim Gordon, and they crash the party. Harley Quinn's wearing an iconic policewoman outfit, very much in almost stripper fashion.
Yeah, I think that was intentional.
It was very much intentional, and I loved it. She gives Gordon a big kiss on her cheek after he hits Frozen with some gas and puts a new pin on his lapel, and it's a bomb. Classic Joker shenanigans. Joker pops out of the birthday cake. Well, it's not a birthday, but it's a cake, and is like, "Hello there! Brilliant entrance for the Joker in his fashion." It's fantastic.
And Mark Hamill is just eating up the scenery. Even though he's just saying lines, he says them with so much energy. You can almost imagine him when he was recording, he was moving and doing the motions for the Joker.
100%. You can hear that breath. If you didn't know, Mark Hamill voices the Joker. Yes, Luke Skywalker plays the man, the Prince of Madness.
The Clown Prince of Crime.
Exactly. Interesting. But anyway, Harley Quinn, she is an absolute iconic legend. If you don't know her post her relationship with Joker, you need to read Amanda Connor and Jimmy Palmiotti's run of Harley Quinn in New 52 and also Rebirth of DC Comics. Absolutely fantastic. Amazing artwork by Amanda Connor. She's a brilliant artist, in my opinion. And of course, the Harley Quinn film is kind of about that.
Birds of Prey?
Yes, the emancipation of Harley Quinn when she breaks up with the Joker and she finally finds herself as a villain. And the Harley Quinn animated series also does it really well. And
who voices Harley? It's Kaley Cuoco, is that
her? Yes.
Penny from Big Bang. Voice.
Yes. And
she's great. I loved her as Harley.
She does a brilliant accent in this, and on point, absolutely on point accent. And it's every woman who has played Harley Quinn so far has done the most impeccable job. I have no complaints from any of the voice actors or actors in Margot Robbie's case. And
what about Tara Strong, who voices Harley in the games?
Oh, yes. Arkham Asylum. That was fantastic. I enjoyed that. I really did enjoy that. I loved the almost steampunky outfits that she wears. Iconic. Tara Strong did an awesome job too.
Yeah, like, because I recently searched out some of the New 52 comics after watching Birds of Prey, and there's a lot of inspiration from her costumes, like the roller derby outfit and also, just how she does not give a you-know-what anymore.
100%. She goes on this absolute journey to find herself. In the comics, she does roller derby, and she makes a team called her Gang of Harleys. And they all wear similar outfits, but they each have their own distinct personalities and names. And she rents out this hotel, and everyone has their own room. And it's just like, a sorority of madness. And I love it. And then, of course, we can't forget her iconic queer relationship with the one and only Miss Poison Ivy.
It's nice to know that people are appreciating her relationship with Ivy more than Joker, because the Joker's relationship with Harley is beyond abusive, beyond
toxic.
Toxic AF. But that's what I liked about the Harley Quinn animated series, is you got to see almost a romantic comedy between Harley and Ivy.
I've only watched season one because, unfortunately, season two and three are not available in Australia. Boo-hoo. DC, get your act together and please don't let me... I don't want to legally download this. I want to be able to pay you guys because it's absolutely fantastic, and I'm so glad it wasn't on the chopping block with what's happening at the moment with DC and Warner Brothers.
Yeah,
so
that's another conversation for another time.
We appreciate the season four announcement. But, yes, so Harley Quinn and Ivy, she goes on this then self-discovery of what it is to actually truly find love. Not this fake, two-faced...
infatuation almost.
Yes, almost obsession with the Joker that she just can't get rid of and can't get out of his head. And in the animated series, you watch her try and impress and impress. She tries to get into the Legion of Doom just to impress the Joker and get back in his good books. And Ivy's like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you
doing
this?
You should be doing this for you.
And she does in the end. And by the end of season one, that's exactly what happens. Ivy also sacrifices herself for Harley and her friends. And it's an amazing, amazing journey. And I can't wait to watch season two and three and season four when it comes out.
Yeah. Also, I know we're talking about Harley, but we got to give a shout out to Lake Bell, who voices Ivy in the series. She is very sarcastic. Every line out of her mouth is drenched in sarcasm, but she's very entertaining.
It gives me total Daria vibes, and I'm here for it.
Definitely.
Eco-terrorist. Oh, you're not a supervillain, Ivy. You're an eco-terrorist, and love you.
There is a difference.
If you don't know, I do call Gemma my Ivy. I'm her Harley, and she's my Ivy. It's something that we do. Yes, we have planned a couple of cosplay. We haven't done it yet, but when we do, you guys will be the first to know, and it will be iconic. But anyway, Batman the Animated Series is also celebrating its 30th anniversary this year, as well as Harley Quinn. Congratulations to everyone on that. Batman the Animated Series is a very much iconic cartoon series from the 90s. If you haven't watched it, you totally need to.
Why is my first question if you haven't watched it?
Well, if you're someone like me who might be a bit too young, who never got to see it until they dated someone who was a little bit older and got to rewatch it with them and experience it for the first time. I never even got to see reruns. So by the time it came around in the early 2000s, it wasn't there. I had some other superhero comic series, not Batman. But I love this. The artwork is stunning. There's a full orchestral score
by the late Shirley Walker. Rest in peace for creating something truly beautiful. Yep. Sorry to cut you off, but my story of how I got introduced to this, there was down the road from my house, there was like a little convenience store and you could rent VHSs from there.
Oh, cool.
And there was all these VHSs of Batman the Animated Series based on specific characters. So you had one of Robin, one of the Joker, one of the Riddler. And I would rent two or three of them at the time. And I think I came close to wearing them out a couple of times. I watched them so much. Like, I was just in love with the show. And I still am. Like, I have the box set.
So do we.
The physical box set, which says a lot about my love for this show.
Yeah, we've got the Blu-ray versions. And I must say, the artwork is absolutely incredible. If you don't know, every panel of the Batman animated series has been hand-painted on black paper, which makes it so dark and moody and, oh my God, Gotham.
Very film noir kind.
Exactly.
Of
and everything's in an almost classic, timeless 1930s style. You've got the goons still wearing tuxedos, so it feels very mafia. You've got Batman looking almost... He's a shadow. He's a shadow in this. Absolute just black void. And he's terrifying. As a child, you can see how you get quite terrified.
Yeah, it sends chills down your spine. Like, your blood turns to ice when you see the black shadow in just Batman's eyes. It's
100%.
Incredible imagery.
Now, this series has gone on to win quite a few awards. It's highly, highly well-renowned in the comics circle. Probably one of the best ever screen versus silver or small screen versions of a comic character or comic... My brain has forgotten the word.
It does. I think what we're trying to say is it doesn't matter which medium, either film or television, they just got the character so right in this.
Absolutely. It's just, it blows my mind away. Absolutely does. And it's just, I have no words for it. Yeah. It really is.
Quick question. Mm-hmm. If you had to pick either favorite episode or episodes, because we will allow plurals, which would it be and why?
Oh, good question. I mean, I got to shout out the Catwoman two-parter. The Cat and the Claw, it's a two-parter. It has Isis in it, her cat. And eek, I love it. I love it. She's so slender and sleek. She just reminds me of old Hollywood beauty.
Like she's she's a femme fatale.
Brilliant. It's so much. She's Audrey Hepburn. She's Marilyn Monroe put Lauren together.
Bacall. She's a bit of Lauren Bacall, just with 100%. The way she tilts her head. And also, got to give a shout out to the incredible Adrian Barbaro, who voices Catwoman. I know her as Maggie from Escape from New York. She's wonderful in this. I cannot get enough of her amazing voice.
Yeah, the whole cast and crew, absolutely fantastic. They've done an amazing job on this. Absolute 5 stars from me. Yeah. It's a great watch when you've got nothing else to watch, and it's just something that will bring you nostalgia. If you want nostalgia vibes, you watch Batman the Animated Series.
Absolutely. And if I had to pick one or two episodes, mine would either be, it's a toss-up between Heart of Ice, the Ooh. Mr. Freeze episode. I absolutely adore that because it's such a tragic episode. And Perchance to Dream, where Bruce Wayne wakes up and he's not Batman, and you get to see what would his life be like if that experience hadn't happened to him. But
good old AU fan fiction.
yeah, we could go on about this show pretty much until tomorrow morning, but yes, please watch this. You can find it on Stan. This, Mask of the Phantasm, they're both on Stan. Please watch them if you haven't seen them.
Yep, and Batman the Brave and the Bold as well, as which is just after that. It only just recently dropped on Stan, though.
That's why I got the Blu-ray of Animated Series too, because couldn't find it on any streaming service.
So, thank you, DC gods, for putting it on there. And there's a bunch of other animated straight-to-disc shows as well, such as Batman and Harley Quinn. There's a couple other things on there as well, so do give the whole catalogue a watch if you've got time. It's like it's all amazing.
This crazy anthology of Batman on there for you.
And there's some good Wonder Woman and Superman stuff on there as well, and Justice League if you're into that kind of stuff too.
What's the three-part episode World Finest, or as I knew it, the Batman-Superman movie? I had the old VHS of it.